We're looking forward to this season. We've come off the back now of a strong the season last season. You know, we really, really grew, and looking forward to this season now. Up in the this is the intermediate ranks now of the sport, so it should be a lot more competitive this year. And the team we play first, the Dublin Rhinos, they're going to be a real test for us now. So we've been training hard now in the off season, growing the panel, and we're hopefully ready to go now full hog in this season.
Yeah, before we look at that, we'll just do a brief recap. This is the third year of the Vipers, and last year was an exceptional season. You've made the jump out of junior and into intermediate, but you've done it unbeaten last year, which was a phenomenal achievement given such the short period of time that you're in existence.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, after our very first year, we won one game and we lost five. And to go on to our next season then, to go unbeaten, we won seven games in a row, you know, straight. That was, I didn't expect that now, and you never really want to say it during the season, but it was, we knew after about the second game it could be on the cards. The man beside me here predicted it all the way, of course, Ray Dowd, but it was the players we had the team and that last year that really give us confidence and give us the ability to do that. And this year again, you know, not to be sounding cocky, and there's no way we are going to be sounding cocky, but we've strengthened again. We've really strengthened again, and we're looking forward to this challenge this year.
Yeah,
you can't just sit back and go, we'll hope we'll win. Last year when I got together with the team, I was one of the new boys last year, and the boys were telling me about last season, how it was going, but that's a season about a weaker team. You don't have the same players. So when you go in, new slate, start again, work hard. Years ago to do outdoor activity instructor over in Garton, and then a few years had passed and I decided to go back to college and refocus myself, and I got a few different places, but I like Donegal, like Letterkenny. I said I'd move up, and I was always wanting to play American football. I've been a fan for years, and just randomly came across that the team was recruiting. Missed tryouts by an hour. I was an hour late, it ran down. Busted myself in 10 minutes what everyone else had an hour to do, and just been going since.
So you didn't play the sport at all up until last year
was the first time I ever played. Yeah. That was it.
And what a year it was for you.
Yeah, not one person was panicking. The game was over. We all just get down to it. We knew what we had to do. Luckily the throw was made and Ryan Brawley came down with the catch 26 seconds and won us a game.
Yeah. What position do you play?
I was here, but I'm moving into centre now, which is the guy that snaps the ball to the QB and tries his best to keep the QB off the ground.
Why have you been moved?
Just our centre last year with work commitments, I wasn't been there as much. And with the centre and QB partnership with the ball handing off, he has repetition, repetition, repetition. So I just filled in from while he was gone, and he was gone for an extended period of time. Baz was our centre. He's very good. He's just literally swapping to one position left where I was.
Yeah.
So just Danny was like, well, you're here all the time. Baz has the work commitments. You might as well hop in. So just moved in and helped the team out.
And you settled in very well to it. And it's a position you seem to enjoy. Cahill, what about your position?
That was a new position for me last year too as well. I was in the defence before that. So I'd seen an opening. There was actually one of the coaches who thought that it'd be... I wasn't pulling my weight in the defence, so he thought he'd put me into the offence. He's seen a bit of potential. So I went in there, and I think I played four games and as a running back, really enjoyed it. And I think that is my spot going forward. But as you say there's competition this year. Where's Gabe from?
Ohio.
Gabe, we've got a guy in from Ohio. Gabe, you know, he's 21 years old or so, and he's played the sport now. Oh, he's, you know, growing up playing it now, and he's unreal. He's putting me under serious pressure. I have a lot of work to do now to keep my spot.
What about the rest of the team? Because you've added a lot of faces. You have to add them. If you're making the move up, you need to strengthen in certain areas, because it's a step up from where you were last year. So how many players have you brought in turn of the year?
I would say roughly we've brought in 14 players. Five of them, are they've all played the sport before abroad. We've brought in a guy from Wales. He's coming in and he's joined the team. And then there is four players who have relocated to Donegal. One is from Texas, one's from Canada, one's from America. Was there somebody else down too as well?
There's three of them are from America, three of them one's from Canada, one's from Wales.
Yeah, and then as well, then on top of that, we've got about four or five new Donegal players, and we've got you know, four or five new Derry players in as well, and it's just great, you know, really, really is good, and they're all massive assets, and they're all pushing to start or starting.
Yeah, well, what's it going to be like this year then? What's the step up to intermediate? Obviously, the Rhinos is a big team. Who else is there in there?
I'll pass that over to
Craig Avon Cowboys. Are there? They're established 30 years now. They're coming down a division after what they would consider a bad year, really. But probably the Rhinos we're playing next week would be the best defence we'll face. They're very known for it. Cowboys would be a very well-run team now. They'll be a big test. We played them, well, we didn't play them. We had a training session with them last year. And just where we were then and where they were, it'll just be interesting to see how we stack up now.
Yeah. How many teams is in the division?
It's split up. Yeah. They're split up between the north and the south. So we'll play six different teams. I think there's eight teams including us, but the Wexford Eagles that we bet in the final last year, we won't see them again until we play them, if we play them in the final this year.
Right, yeah.
So that's the plan, hopefully get the rematch of that and same result again.
Yeah, and how long's the season going to be for you, Ray?
End of July, I think, is going to be our final game, league game. And if we do well in the season, if we finish in the top two, then we've got a bowl game coming up. It'll probably be 2 weeks after that, or maybe 3 weeks after that.
Right.
So it's going to be, you know, because there is such, you know, eight games, maybe nine games, you have to be on top from your first game. If you lose a game, you're kind of putting yourself under pressure not to be going up, and that's what we intend to be doing, you know, this year or next year, is getting into that.
Well, he mentioned bowl, which is the top two. Okay, so straight away you guys are targeting and moving out of that.
Yeah.
Is that maybe a big, too much of an ask, is it, Ray?
It's not. It'll be tough, don't get me wrong, but the team we have, even the strength, like, we have a defensive player called Peter, and he actually made the Ireland team this year. We've added a new offensive lineman who is also an Ireland player, and we have a few former Ireland players that, just because of work, can't commit to the team this year.
Right.
So the strength of the team is there. It's just getting the new lads embedded in, getting them to step up. If, like, unfortunately, Cottle in the final last year got injured. Right. It's like that. When someone gets injured, you'd be able to step up, run the plays without any team chemistry getting broken.
Yeah, well, how do you get that team chemistry and that team gel together? How do you get the side working fluidly together in such a way, Cahill, that was there pre-season challenge matches, or is it just all done on the training pitch?
It's done in-house, just on the request of our manager, Jason. Because we have like 50-man panel, pretty much, you could say, we have been running our own games, you know, our own offense v defense. You know, we have enough players down there to test ourselves on ourselves. So it's pretty much every Thursday and every Sunday morning you're chatting 6 hours a week training, and you know, there is team chemistry balls up from, you know, everybody's down there, everybody's committing, but there's also great fun down there, and you know, learning the plays and going through the playbook. But because, as well as Ray said, with the confidence being so high as well, that's really built into this year. And you know, we are confident in this year and what we can do, but I know we're sitting here sounding like we're going to do it. We know it's going to be hard. We know it's going to be really, really hard, and you have to have belief, I suppose, but our managers are keeping us grounded too as well.
What about support for American football in Donegal and Derry and the North West? What have you seen from last year, and is there a fan base and a support base now for a local side there?
There definitely is, yeah. We've been very lucky now. If we were to try to set this team up, I would say 5 years ago or 10 years ago, it would have been a lot harder. I think now with the way social media is, the way the news is reported, you know, like even yourselves, like you know, with Highland Radio and the support behind all that, that's really helped get the word out there, and we're seeing more and more people message in about the Vipers, and people turn up at the games. And the game in Letterkenny for us was brilliant. You know, our main sponsors, Kiernan's, they helped us out with advertising. Advertising the event, and I think we had 250 people down watching it. And we just really want to keep on building. It's about building it and driving it and keep going after it. And I think the people that were down really enjoyed it too as well. So that's what we have to keep on pushing the actual fan base of it, because we want to represent the northwest and yeah. have a fan base.
Well, you're away from home in Dublin next weekend, but where will the home matches be in 2017, Cal?
Yeah, 2017 we're keeping our home. We're keeping say hopefully 50% of our games in Derry and Drumahoe in Derry, and we've got games planned. We're definitely going to have our one fixture in Letterkenny, and maybe possibly two. Yeah. So we're pushing for that as well, and you know we're hoping to make it a bit of an event. You know, we're going to advertise it. We're looking to have Nando's as well have come on board as sponsors in Derry. So there's going to be maybe chicken promotions down there. You know, and then there'll be bouncy castles down there, and you know maybe events for the kids too as well. We're looking to really sell the event.